up the right sideline for UCLA to Rice in the corner, and Rice rolls it in but stepped on the sideline before the shot. Turnover, Bruins. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Third quarter with 8:58 to go. Badgers have the basketball, trailing 45-28. It's Ronnie Porter finding Tess Myers with 10 on the shot clock. Over to the right elbow. Here's McCray trying a long two-point shot. No good. High into the air. It's into the hands of Rice. Bruins move right to left. Front court. Rice off to the left. Hawkes around Myers to the cup. Floater up. No. Pops out. McCray handles it for the Badgers. Porter. Cross-court pass to the front court. Myers catches on the wing. Over to McCray. Top of the key. Over to Leitzinger, now left side. McCray steps out, sets the screen. Double screen for Nat. Leitzinger has it, head of the key, spins it over to Williams. Williams on the floor, around Hawkes, down low, around Betts, and then throws it out of bounds, looking for Myers on the near side. Turnover, Wisconsin. Their sixth turnover of the game. 8:12 to go in the third. Nobody's scored yet between the Badgers and the Bruins. UCLA, though, 17-point halftime lead. Here's Betts, right elbow. Williams, defense. Betts over to Rice on the left wing. Rice on a tough drive to the rim, no good. Rebound secured by Wisconsin. Porter across the timeline. Still handed in the basketball. Scoops off to Leitzinger. In rhythm for three. No good. Pops out. Rebound into the lap of Jones. Bruins push right to left into the front court. Here's Dugalic. A three-pointer. She leans into it and drills it. 3-pointer by UCLA. It's their fourth three-pointer of the game. 48-28. Bruins now lead it by 20. Myers, rainbow three, left side, no good. Rebound down low by Betts and the Bruins. UCLA, front court, Rice pushes down the middle of the paint, tries to Euro step around Leitzinger. Those two collide, the shot's no good as Rice hits the floor, as does Leitzinger. And it's a foul against Wisconsin. And it's going to be the Badgers' first team foul of the third quarter. Rice tried to Euro step around Leitzinger, who had a wide base, and then Rice collided with the legs of Leitzinger. Now Kiki Rice to the free throw line. Four straight games in double figures for Rice. He's averaging almost 15 points per game during that stretch. Has 5 points tonight. Free throw rolls in for Rice. 7 minutes, 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Just to put the Bruins at 50 points tonight, and it's in. Two at the free throw line for Rice. UCLA perfect as a team tonight from the charity stripe. 6 out of 6. And it's a 50-28 Bruins lead. They've scored the first 5 points of the third quarter. 22-point advantage for the number two ranked team in the country. Just one loss this season for UCLA. Badgers have 2 games left in the Big Ten season. They're 4-12 in the Big Ten. Although they have secured a spot in the Big Ten tournament, they'll either be number 14 or number 15. Myers has it between the circles with 8 on the shot clock. High left side for Porter. Porter tries to make a move. Pull up, line drive shot at the left elbow is no good. Into the hands of McCray and a held ball. Possession arrow to UCLA. The Bruins won their first 23 games in a row to start the season. They're 27-1. They already picked up a forfeit win today after the Big Ten ruled that the 2 games that Northwestern did not play against UCLA and USC didn't make the trips because of the wildfires in LA. Here's a 3, Dugalic, and she drills her second one. This one just right of the wheel. Second one of the quarter. And now, front court, here comes Wisconsin, but first a timeout by Marissa Mosley. Yeah, the Big Ten ruled that Northwestern will have to forfeit those games that they didn't go play out in Southern California, so UCLA got a win today. Now 15-1 in the Big Ten. Timeout on the floor, 6:26 to go in the third quarter. UCLA leads Wisconsin 53-28. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
.626 to play in quarter number three from the Kohl Center in Madison. John Audius with you, and the Badgers trail the second-ranked UCLA Bruins 53-28. UCLA has scored the first 8 points of quarter number three. Wisconsin 0-5 from the floor in the third. Bruins are 2-5 from the field. Lauren Betts of UCLA not on the court. She has 20 points, all coming in the first half. That's her 14th game with 20 or more points of the season. Sarah Williams has 13 of those games, needs 8 points to get to that number as well. Here's Williams down low. Williams on Dugalic off the glass. It's no good, but a foul. I'll speak of the devil. Here comes Sarah Williams now to the free throw line. 12 points on 4 of 8 shooting from the floor for Williams. She's 4 of 6 at the free throw line. As the Badgers look to stop the 8-0 run by UCLA to start the quarter, and it's in. Bruins got it up to 25 points. Now it's down to 23 after those two free throws from Williams. Wisconsin's leading scorer tonight, Sarah Williams, has 14 points. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Bruins basketball. Arnasalo has it outside left. Drives to right. Throws to Gardner left corner. Driving left baseline. Working on Bisball. Here's Gardner. Fade away in the lane. No good. Ripped down by Douglas. Here comes Wisconsin. Porter. Head up. Crossing the timeline. Porter drifts off to the right with her dribble on the right arc. Looking for Williams. Trying to post up against Dugalic. Instead, the Badgers rotate around to the left corner. Here's Cron for three. It's an air ball. Arnasalo grabs it on the other side of the rim. Arnasalo. Nasty pass. Through traffic. Bounce pass to Jones on the fast break, and the layup's in. What a pass by Arnasalo. Here's Williams underneath, down deep on the right, comes up short on Dugalic. Rebound UCLA. Bruins front court, 5:20 to play in the third. Jones leaves it off for Gardner, defended by the much shorter Porter. That is 6'3" against 5'2". Now Jones bouncing inside. Dugalic turnaround, a slow turnaround over Williams, is no good. Off the left side of the rim, Douglas collects it again for the Badgers. Porter, front court, penetrating, down low, layup up and in for Ronnie. Porter sneaking through the UCLA defense for two. It's 55-32, Bruins on top of the Badgers. 4:47 to play, third quarter. UCLA basketball, Jones off a screen, tries a long three, and it's nothing but net. Second three-point make of the game for London Jones. Jones has reached double figures for the first time since February 9th when she scored 21 points at Oregon. 4:26 to play third quarter, 58-32 Bruins, largest lead of the game. 26-point lead for UCLA. Douglas feeds mid-post right. It's Williams backing down Dugalic off the backboard. with the right hand. Two more for Williams as she's trying to do as much as she can for the Badgers right now. 16 points on 5 of 10 shooting for Williams tonight. 4 minutes to play third quarter. Dugalic on Williams. Left side. Fires a pass over to Arnastalo. Runs down the middle of the paint. The layup good with the left hand. Porter crosses the timeline for Wisconsin, has it at the motion W, at the edge of the motion W. Now sneaking through the defense again, right of the paint. Here's Porter, brings it back out with the left hand. Soft toss over to Bisball, just left to center. Bouncing at the free throw line, Williams tries the 15-footer. It's going to roll through. Two more for Williams. Like I said, trying to take over this game as best as she can to keep Wisconsin as close as they can. 60-36, though. Big Bruins lead. Left corner, Jones for three, and she hits another one. Third three-point make. Jones has 13. 3:10 to play. Third quarter. Here's Porter across the timeline for the Badgers. Porter still going downhill. Porter accelerates to the rim and lays it up in it with the left hand. Nobody stopped Porter. 63-38. Bruins on top of the Badgers. Led by as many as 27. Arnastalo on a drive on the right side. Gives it up to Gardner. Left corner three. And another three-pointer for UCLA. Fifth three-pointer of the quarter. They're 5 of 6 from downtown in the third. 2:33 to play, third quarter. UCLA outscoring the Badgers 21-10 in the quarter. Double screen for Porter. Porter has it, lane line left, accelerates, then stops. Finds Cron, left baseline drive, bounces inside for Williams. Ball kicked. And it'll be Wisconsin basketball after this timeout on the floor. With 2:22 to go in the third quarter, all UCLA second-ranked Bruins lead the Badgers by 28 points, 66-38. Bruins on top of Wisconsin. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lotsa Matsa Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 66-38, second-ranked UCLA taking it to the Badgers here, outscoring Wisconsin 21-10 in the third quarter. And the Bruins lead the Badgers by 28 points. UCLA looking to get to 16-1 this season with one game remaining against USC, which also holds a 16-1 record. And if that does happen here, those two teams would play for the Big Ten title coming up in the final game of the season. Meanwhile, Wisconsin is 4-12. They've made the Big Ten tournament. It's trying to figure out if they're going to be the 14 seed or if Wisconsin is going to be the 15 seed. Now, if they... In order to be 15, it's going to take Purdue winning two. I think I might have misspoke during the pregame, but basically Purdue needs to win its final two games against Indiana and against Penn State. Now, Penn State's a winnable game. Indiana, not so much. So it looks like, just kind of statistically speaking, the odds say the Badgers should finish 14, but who their opponent will be in the Big Ten tournament is still yet to be determined. Here's Myers, a three on the left side, rims out, no good. Rebound to the Bruins. It could be a variety of teams. 14 will take on 11 in the Big Ten tournament, 14 seed. And right now, that could either be Washington at 7-9, Minnesota at 8-8, Nebraska at 9-8, Iowa at 9-8, or Indiana, who's 9-7 currently. So a lot to shake out still to try to find the Badgers' next opponent in the Big Ten tournament. Hawkeyes, by the way, won tonight. UCLA throws it away. Badgers and Hawkeyes meet Sunday. Douglas, left of the wheel for three. No good. It rims out. Rebound Bruins. A minute 41 to play in quarter number three. 66-38 UCLA. Bruins basketball into the front court. Arnasalo has it. Finds Betts at the right elbow. Big first half for Lauren Betts. She had 20 points. Now Betts catches inside on Douglas. Easy two for Betts. So for Betts, that's her first points of the second half. She's got 22. A minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Leitzinger right at center. Finds Porter, high left side, return pass to Leitzinger. Screen by Douglas. Here's Nat, pull up, mid-range, right side, rolls out, no good. Offensive board, McCray, over to Porter, flips it off the window for two, down deep on the left. McCray with the offensive glass and Porter for two. 28-point UCLA lead, 47 seconds to play in the third quarter. Arnasalo over to Betts, hands back off, Arnasalo, right wing. Crossing over on Porter, driving strong to the rim and finishing from the right side. Porter, front court now for the Badgers. Leitzinger, hands back off to Porter. Return pass to Nat for three. Left side, no good. Rebound Betts. 24 seconds to play in the quarter. 30-point UCLA lead with the basketball. Bruins going to hold for the final shot of the quarter. Arnasalo has it, standing at the motion W near midcourt. Porter gives her some space. High post, catch by Betts. Back over Arnasalo. 15-footer, straight on, no good with 3 seconds. Picked up Leitzinger with 1 second to McCray. And that is the third quarter buzzer. Badgers don't get a shot away, but we're done with three quarters tonight in Madison, and it's all UCLA. Second-ranked Bruins lead the Badgers by 30. It's 70-40 UCLA. We'll be back with the fourth quarter next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Back at the Kohl Center, second-ranked UCLA leads Wisconsin by a score of 70-40. It's time for tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. Let's go back to the second quarter where Wisconsin's Sarah Williams was getting it done for the Badgers. And it's a steal by the Badgers. Leitzinger trailing the play around Arnasalo at the free throw line to Porter to the left elbow on a drive. Bounces to Myers in the corner. Now to Williams. No block left. Williams spins around her defender and lays it up and in with the left hand. That was two of a team-high 18 points tonight for Sarah Williams, and that's tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC energizing your future with smart careers. John Audius with you at the Kohl Center. Final home game of the regular season for the Badgers. They'll wrap up on the road in Iowa City on Sunday, 3 p.m. start for the Badgers.
and the Iowa Hawkeyes on Senior Day for Iowa, who, by the way, was victorious tonight to move to 9-8 in the Big Ten. Iowa picks up a road win at Michigan, 79-66. Also, number 12, Ohio State, 89-78 over 23rd-ranked Michigan State. And in the fourth quarter, it's Washington beating Minnesota, 61-46. Here's Myers, rainbow three, right side, pops out. Picked up McCray on the right baseline. McCray, hard move to the rim, tries to reverse layup, and it's up and in for McCray. And McCray, after having a season-high 22 points against Northwestern on Sunday, scores down low for the Badgers for her first field goal of the game here tonight against number two, UCLA. By the way, that Washington-Minnesota score could be impactful depending on how the rest of the games shake out here. The Badgers' next opponent could be Washington or Minnesota. Jones tries a left side three, no good. Hawkeyes offensive rebound, fouled by Porter down low, though. And she goes back up and tries to score, does not, and she'll go to the free throw line. So, yeah, Washington, if that score stands, and like I said, what is it, almost a 20-point lead, 15-point lead for Washington with about 8 minutes to play. Huskies would move to 8-9. Minnesota would fall to 8-9. So those two teams kind of at the 13-12 spot, but right above them, Iowa and Nebraska, both at 9-8, Indiana at 9-7. So could be interesting down the stretch. I don't know if Washington has another win in them or not, but I might push the Huskies up. Badgers 0-2 against Minnesota this season, 0-1 against Washington. Austin at Nebraska as well, another potential opponent. Here's Williams at the free throw line to McCray to the rim. No, but a foul. Who else did I say could be a potential opponent? Iowa, we'll find out Sunday how that looks. Indiana, 9-7. Badgers lost in Bloomington. So still a lot yet to be determined. But we do know the Badgers will be either the 14 or 15 seed. If Purdue wins two games, the Badgers are the 15th seed. If Purdue loses one game, the Badgers are the 14th seed, despite what happens tonight or Sunday. I guess Wisconsin could beat Iowa on Sunday and really lock down 14. 8:50 to go in this game, 71-43, UCLA. Betts all alone down low on the right, layup good. After McCray hit a free throw, Betts comes down at the other side, scores two down low, 24 points for Betts. Here's Porter, a runner over Betts right of the paint, and it drops. That's 5'2", up over the outstretched hands of 6'7". 8:19 to play in this game, UCLA leads 73-45. Betts, right elbow. Handing off to Rice, outside right. Rice, pull up, mid-range jumper, no good. Ripped down by McCray. Porter calls for it, right sideline to the front court. Porter accelerates down the middle of the paint, brings it back out. Tries to get to Leitzinger, it's stolen. Rice all alone on a fast break. Layup from the left is in. 7:48 to go in this game, 75-45. UCLA brings it back out to 30. Williams, mid-post right, turnaround shot over Dugalich, rolls off the rim, no good. Leitzinger grabs the offensive rebound, back to Williams. Same spot where she just missed it from. Now she'll bounce looking for McCray. Knocked away by Betts, ball goes out of bounds. The Badgers were fighting for it, and I think it was last touched by Wisconsin. It'll be UCLA basketball. First ever meeting between the Bruins and the Badgers. Right now a 30-point lead for the number two ranked team in the country. Badgers 0-5 all time against number two ranked opponents in program history. Their best ranked win ever came in 1997 against fourth ranked Stanford. Yeah, over a quarter of a century ago. Here's Hawkeyes off to the right where Gardner catches, lobs over the top of the Badgers defense looking for Betts, and it goes out of bounds, but it was bounced off the shoulder, I think, of Leitzinger. UCLA 57% from the floor in this game. Wisconsin shooting 35% from the field. Inbounds pass deflected out of bounds by the Badgers. It'll stay with the Bruins. Well, one of the things that needed to happen for the Badgers to stay in this game tonight was they needed to hit three-point shots, and that has not been the case this evening. Pass is deflected out of bounds by Leitzinger. It'll stay once again with the Bruins. Wisconsin is 3 of 15 from the three-point line tonight. UCLA has knocked down 8 threes, 8 of 18. And with 7 minutes to go, Bruins looking to go to 16-1, and they'll face USC in the final game of the season to determine the Big Ten regular season champ. Three by Gardner rolls off, no good. Chased down in the corner by Sarah Williams. Here comes Porter, middle of the court, front court. Defended by Jones. High toss inside McCray. McCray spinning on Gardner, down low on the left. It's good, and a foul. And McCray will have an opportunity at a three-point play. McCray now up to 5 points for Wisconsin. She picked up two early fouls in this game. She's only played 15 minutes. Two Badgers in double figures tonight as McCray drills the free throw. At six now for McCray. Williams has a team best 18. Porter has 13 points. UCLA Betts with 24. And Jones with 13. Here is Artisalo. Right wing, defended by Leitzinger. Gives to Gardner. Fires inside. Betts around Williams with the left hand, and it's in. UCLA. Here's Williams on Betts. Down low on the left, and she sneaks it through. Off the backboard for two. That's 20 points for Williams. That's the 14th time this season that Williams has scored 20 or more in a game. She also now rides a streak of 13 straight games scoring in double figures. Three on the left by Gardner is through. 5:58 to go. It's 80-50 UCLA. Sarah Williams having another outstanding season for the Badgers. Now she's matched up against Betts left of the lane. Spinning on Betts. Short jumper is no good. Picked up Gardner on the opposite side of the rim. Here comes UCLA. Front court to the left corner. Jones for three. No good. Skims off the rim. McCray gobbles it up for the Badgers. Now Porter has it back court, dribbling into the front court. Jones on her left hip, bouncing in transition for Williams, who lays it up and in. Assist number three of the evening for Porter. Williams with two more, and a timeout by UCLA. 5:26 to go in this game. All Bruins. 80-52 UCLA. Back with more after this, and this is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
John Adi is back with you in Madison in the final home game of the season for the Badgers. And number two, UCLA, taking it to Wisconsin, 80-52, 5:26 to play in the game. Although Wisconsin has hit five of its last seven from the floor. Well, National Player and Big Ten Player of the Year candidate Lauren Betts has 26 points and 10 rebounds for UCLA to lead the way for the Bruins. Meanwhile, Wisconsin is led by their first team All Big Ten selection, Sarah Williams. She's got 22 points and 5 rebounds. Now back to the season that Williams is having for Wisconsin. This is her 26th game in double figures, her 13th in a row, and the 14th time this season she has scored 20 or more in a game. Williams right now 14th all time in career scoring at Wisconsin with over 1,400 points. She's 23 points behind the number 13 spot held by Janet Huff of former Badger, Janet Huff, with 1,455 points. So she is now
from all of us here on the sports team.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports here at the NFL Scouting Combine, where over 300 of the top college football players are here to meet and work out for NFL teams. It's also a chance to meet with players' agents. But Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's focused on the draft.
For me, it's more about getting to know these college players and making sure that the time we spend, not only in the interviews, but watching them compete on the field, you know, the weigh-ins, just everything that they do here, just kind of immersing yourself in that to get to know these guys as well as you can. You don't have this opportunity again. This is kind of a 1 week. So to me, that's the priority.
College hoops. Wisconsin over Washington, 88-62. Marquette down Providence, 82-52. The Bucks losing to the Rockets in Houston by 3, 100-97.
We just didn't play right. They kept getting stops, but then we kept going down, turning the ball over and making bad plays on our own.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new
I believe that, you know, back when there as you get up north, I learned a lot through this is Indian country. Like when you get up to Washington State and Oregon, you'll notice that a lot of the artwork there, I was interviewing somebody and I said to one of the dancers with their masks, I said, you know, your masks look a lot like the masks I've seen in Japan. Mm. And they said, oh yeah, well they are because we traded with the Japanese. I said, really? So this idea that, you know, we've only been a colonized country for less than 300 years. And historically, I mean, as far as, you know, archaeological digs go, we've been here for 23,000 years documented. So when they finally came to take our land, they obviously, you know, put us to work building the missions here in California. Mm-hmm. You know, every single one of those missions were built by Native people. And, you know, then also putting us in boarding schools and feeling like it was necessary for us to get reformed. All of that resulted in also the splitting up of tribes and nations that probably early on we worked more together as one group of people rather than being separate with separate names. Because a lot of the things that we have done collectively as tribal people, we have a lot in common. I mean, we're known for our basket making. We're known for our bird singing. We have certain traditions that go all the way up, even into Northern California, that are very similar.
Absolutely. I think people do any kind of like learning about any different cultures do them a disservice when they are presented as monoliths or anything like that. And, you know, I think that those were some really great examples of how ideas were passed between communities and taken and repurposed. And, you know, I think that shows, I mean, it clearly shows the connections people had between communities.
I think that's one of the reasons why This Is Indian Country, the series that I've produced and created. I mean, it's not really about any one person. I always say it's kind of like an Anthony Bourdain meets Indian Country. So we travel and we meet people and we hear their stories from their own voices. And it's really fascinating. We'll go into, you know, so we started at the tip of Washington State and first, we went to Minnesota, then we went to Washington, and we spent time in Seattle, and I was able to interview what I like to refer to as the city Indians or the urban natives, whatever you want to say.
That's us.
They aren't all from there. You know, there were Native people that were from, you know, wherever, North Dakota, that ended up in Seattle, but they create a community. And even though they're not Coast Salish people from Washington, they may be from somewhere else, but there's so few of us. They unite together as a community within a city, which is so beautiful. So these people come together and the commonality is really interesting because the language is different tribe to tribe. The traditions are different, but the heart is the same. And the heart is a very interesting view on the way we should live our lives, with the idea that whatever we're doing, whatever we're creating, our whole idea of living is to give back to community. It's a really important thing. Ideas like honoring our elders and keeping our traditions, telling these stories, because ultimately the stories are really the lifeblood of who we are as Native people. And they always go back to those ideas of community and taking care of each other. And it's really beautiful. So we go into the cities, and then I had an opportunity to go into the reservations. So you get to see this contrast of Native people that are doing great things in cities, like comedians, artists, chefs, politicians, people who are stirring it up. You know, we've got, you know, people who are protesting various things, and not even just for Native people, for non-Native, for the underserved, if you will. And then we go into the reservations and be able to meet some of the elders and really kind of see some of more of the traditional things, water keepers, land keepers, really a vast array of all of this. But what I really wanted to show in This Is Indian Country is to dispel a lot of the myths about what does a modern day Native person look like, one, and not just physically, but what do they do? And then also, why are Native people still holding on to their culture and their tradition? Why is that important? Because a lot of people who are non-Native don't understand that, okay, you know, here we are, we're modern day, why not just become part of, you know, be American now? You know, let go of your traditions. Everybody in the United States is a melting pot. Why is it that you as Native people can't just get on board with that? So bringing up some of these from actual people's voices, it's a really interesting thing to watch. And so it goes from the state of Washington into Oregon. So again, to the reservations, and then also to the city of Portland, and then California, Northern California. Los Angeles was particularly exciting because I had a chance to really understand why the tribes in the Los Angeles area, in the Tongva Basin, why they were not federally recognized. And so we were able to kind of get into a deep dive about the beginning of LA and how the Indian Removal Act affected those people, but also why, with silent pictures coming in, why mysteriously all of their records were hidden, even though that they were there, was because Hollywood was becoming the next big economic movement within the United States. And so that land, you know, the land developers and the people in Hollywood realized that that land was going to be so valuable that they were going to make sure that the people who lived there before didn't get a piece of it. So there were these stories that get to be told. And then coming down to where I live and meeting my cousins and various people, it's really fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, that was an awesome teaser. And I am like, so I want to hear about the Tongva story more in depth, and hear it from the right people. So to hear it from your show, I'm super excited to watch this coming up. I think that's going to be my weekend binge. So
I can't wait to walk out on the road and film more.
Yeah. And we got to get you back to Minnesota too, to get you to the places that you weren't able to visit when you were here. And then get you back on the radio too with us, hopefully in person. I know we got about a minute left here. Is there anything else that you wanted to shout out? Shout out again where people can watch This Is Indian Country.
So if you haven't gone to FNX, it stands for First Nations Experience. What I like to tell people is that this is our station. If you think about, you know, our brothers who have suffered like we have, which are the African Americans, they've done a really good job of bringing forth their stories through Black entertainment. BET is kind of their network. FNX is ours. And it just was funded to go globally. So you can download the app just like you can Netflix. You can stream it anytime, anywhere. This Is Indian Country premieres March 3rd, and they're going to show one episode every week out of the 12. So they're going to make you wait for it a little bit.
No binging for me.
But I highly recommend it. And it's a great place to learn about, you know, people from our own voices, our own ideas.
Thank you so much, Big P, Nagigi, Ruth, and Thorne, for coming on today with us. We hope to have you back soon. Take care and have a great rest of your day out there.
And you keep doing what you're doing. It's a blessing for everybody.
Pina Gigi, thank you. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio, and we'll return with Arvina Martin. This is Haley Cherry. Stay with us.
We are Lusa Nation.
Your heart beats for generations. Take care of it.
There's a lot that we can do to take care of ourselves. And so I think it's important to take the smaller steps and break it down into more manageable pieces, because the little steps leads to big changes.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. For Indigenous women, taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Let's protect that story. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Support comes from the Walker Arts Center. Did you know that the Walker has a cinema that shows film almost every week? From artist talks, genre-defined performances, and world premieres to archival shorts and experimental soundscapes, the Walker Cinema explores all modes of global and local filmmaking. Get your first ticket for free. Visit walkerart.org/cinema to learn more. See you at the movies. walkerart.org/cinema to learn more.
Activism in the 21st century takes many forms. For Minnesota Chippewa artist Rory Wakeemup, it's Funktivism. He uses humor, satire, and regalia to challenge social and environmental injustice. Smart Wars is Wakeemup's latest solo exhibition. It's a bold mix of Indigenous heritage with modern commentary. Through his multimedia art, Wakeemup challenges perceptions and sparks conversations about Native resilience, climate action, and truth-telling. See Smart Wars at Alma Relations Arts in Minneapolis, February 27th through April 5th. Details at almarelationsarts.org.
Anine, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunts. How? That's our favorite. That's our favorite here on Native Roots Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in today for us while host Robert Pilot takes the evening off, which he is very well-deserving to do. I want to introduce our guest host. We have Arvina Martin with us, who is the executive director of Emerge Wisconsin and one of our great and fabulous guest hosts and also Ho-Chunk relative.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I always love being here with you guys.
We love having you, Arvina. I want to do a shout out. I want you to give all the plugs for Emerge Wisconsin.
Yeah, so Emerge Wisconsin, we are an organization that trains Democratic women and non-binary folks on how to run for office. And then we encourage you to run for office. We are one of 27 states that has an Emerge chapter. And this is the organization I run. You can go to wi.emergeamerica.org to find out more information about us. But basically, it's a six-month program that will give you all of the tools and the building blocks that you need to put together a viable campaign and one that is authentic to who you are, because we don't do cookie cutter candidates. Yeah.
no cookie cutter campaigns, no cookie cutter candidates. Who are some of the alumni that have come out of Emerge?
Well, we were actually founded by a group of women out in San Francisco who had worked to get a woman elected to be district attorney out there. And that woman happened to be Kamala Harris. So we like to refer to her as our first alum. Secretary Deb, Auntie Deb Holland is an Emerge alum. Congresswoman Lucy McBath, Katie Hobbs, the governor of Arizona, is an alum and currently running for governor of Virginia is Congresswoman Abigail Spanbauer, and she's also an Emerge alum.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. A big, heavy lineup there. Is Auntie Deb, she's running for governor of New Mexico, right?
Governor. Yes. Yes. Now, and I have to figure out how I'm going to divide my time campaigning in Wisconsin and getting to New Mexico and to Minnesota to help both Deb and Peggy.
That's right. Yeah. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, who comes from the White Earth Nation here, announced her race for Senate, which is super exciting.
And I can't wait for her merch to come out. I've already bought one of Deb Holland's Be Fierce t-shirts with her on it looking really fierce. And, you know, I know that substantial amounts of my paycheck are going to be going to these two candidates as we support them. And, you know, getting the first Native woman elected governor in the country and the first Native woman elected Senate to the U.S. Senate. That would be incredible.
That would be incredible. And it's a little bit of a change of pace for us. This is something that we can look forward to. That's exciting. You know, we can look forward to the next, 2 years when hopefully we can flip the majority in the federal election. Also, though, I think, it was hard when we, of course, lost the election in the presidential race because we were rooting for Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan to be the governor here in Minnesota if Tim Walz were elected to the VP seat. We got a little teaser of that. Everyone got super excited. And then, and then that happened. So now this is, even bigger news, I think, in my opinion, to have Peggy in a Senate seat for the United States. And of course, if Auntie Deb gets elected to New Mexico, I think we have to do a little like Ho-Chunk train down there.
Oh, I will absolutely 100% be going to her inauguration. Got to start making more beadwork to sell so I can afford.
Have to like make a little ribbon skirt to match the occasion or something.
Oh my gosh. Right. Right. Oh, just in all of our Ho-Chunk finest, just making our way down there. And then trying to get out to D.C. to see Peggy get sworn in.
Yeah.
Two hugely historic events that could potentially happen in the same night, which is really exciting.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how I can be in two places at once, especially two different states, but
right.
Right. Maybe one will be virtual and the other will be in person.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Plus being in Wisconsin as well. So
yeah, you're like,
we have our own races happening there that are going to be very important. We have a gubernatorial coming up, and in 2026. So, it'll be fun times here too. So
let's hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we do have an election coming up here in Wisconsin on April 1st. Two statewide elections. You're likely to have other local races on your ballot as well. But we will be voting for the superintendent of schools, which is a statewide office, as well as to put somebody on the state Supreme Court. So these are two really big races. And we have two great progressive candidates in Dr. Jill Underley for superintendent of schools, who is also an Emerge alum. And and for state Supreme Court, Judge Susan Crawford is the progressive candidate. And we talked about last week how Elon Musk is pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm sure it will be millions into Wisconsin, because screwing over the nation is not enough. He's got to come do it state by state.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yay.
I was thinking about that when you were talking about that election. Yeah. I saw, who was it? Is it Jasmine Crockett?
The congresswoman from Texas?
Yeah. I think I got her. Well, I don't know. I just saw some interview and she got asked if you could say one thing to Elon Musk directly. And it was like a total F you kind of thing. And that's all she had to say. And I approved that message.
I know. And I love that she just, and she didn't take a beat even. They asked her and she said, yep, this is what I mean.
Yeah. Down, plain and simple, period. Mic drop. Well, I want to shout out to, I saw something come out recently for the 5th annual Ho-Chunk Family Healing Camp.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that poster come out?
I did see that. And I am going to be completely honest. I'm not sure exactly what all happens at Family Healing Camp. I mean, I feel like I've got a general idea. Yeah. But it sounds like an amazing way to work through a lot of difficult things that families go through, and perhaps even some things like generational trauma or such, you know, that affect all of us and all of our communities.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. I just want to shout out Ho-Chunk too for putting that on. This will be the 5th year that they're doing the Ho-Chunk Family Healing Camp, and that will be August 5th, 6th, and 7th this year at Andrew Blackhawk Powwow Grounds in Wisconsin. I know we got about a minute left here. So I want to shout out a big thank you to our guest host, Arvina Martin, today, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin. And I want to shout out our amazing guest that we had on Native Roots Radio for the first time, Ruth Ann Thorne, who is the producer and host of This Is Indian Country, which will start airing on March 3rd. So check that out. Thank you, Arvina, Pina Gigi, and hope to see you next week.
Honeycheck.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pat Kreitlow. It's my final day off, which means I recorded this a few days back. Will Todd Alba really be filling in for me on Thursday? Only he and his bail bondsman know for sure.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Just a day after the Department of Veterans Affairs announced $2 billion in savings on canceled contracts, multiple sources now telling us there's going to be a reversal on some of those contracts because they may have affected veterans' medical care and benefits. In Illinois, fired VA employees are speaking out.
No justification other than I didn't meet the standards.
I wish they had the compassion to think, what is this decision that I'm making? What is the impact?
Trump administration today directing all federal agencies to submit plans for large-scale layoffs and restructuring by March 13th. Elon Musk at today's Trump administration cabinet meeting saying of the cost-cutting, if we don't do this, America will go bankrupt. In the final days of phase one of the ceasefire in the Middle East, 4 bodies of Israeli hostages were transferred to Red Cross from Hamas. This as a Red Cross van transported dozens of released Palestinians who were being held in Israel. This is ABC News.
I'm James.